So, yes, thank you. My presentation, Reaching Latina Mothers of Preteens, Developing a Fotonovela on HPV and Cervical Cancer Prevention, I'll walk you through what our rationale was and what we did. And we worked with a team of educators and medical experts, and it was a pretty interesting and actually a pretty efficient process. So the rationale was that, you know, obviously there's health disparities related to Latinas in HPV. Latinas have a higher cervical cancer rate than the general population and a lower rate of Pap tests in the general population, so consequently the mortality rate is also higher than in the general population. Barriers to prevention is a high cost of vaccine and inconvenience of the three shots. Misperceptions about HPV and immunizing against an STD, especially when it came to immunizing children. Preteen doctor visits, not routine in many Latino communities, but hopefully we're changing that. And so, you know, those of you that are doing health education, you know the challenges of providing easy-to-read materials, and so often, as health educators, we want to overkill and tell them everything they ever wanted to know about something. So in this, we didn't do that. So our challenge was to create an entertaining and low literacy, or a piece that would address health literacy, something that would be culturally appropriate. And as you know, culturally appropriate materials are badly needed. And so the solution that the Tammy and her group came up with is to produce a bilingual fotonovela, and that's what this is. And it's Spanish on one side, English on the other side, and we use standard Spanish and standard English, easy to read. So the key messages is that HPV causes cervical cancer, and that there's a vaccine that prevents it but cannot cure it, and the importance of getting preteens vaccinated, and also the importance of asking the doctor. And as a side note, I want to mention that Dr. Sawyer's presentation was very, very interesting and very important in terms of reaching out to Latinos, because Latinos really value doctors' opinions. So I could totally see how these forums would work really well in Latino communities. That was great. So both boys and girls should get vaccinated, and there's two shots, but only one for males. And all of this is explained in easy-to-read language in the fotonovela. The benefits of fotonovelas, as you may know, is that fotonovelas are familiar to Latinos because they were such a huge pop culture medium in Mexico and Latin America for so many years. Fotonovelas are the mothers of telenovelas, and you all know how we all feel about telenovelas. So the fotonovela is the mother of the telenovela. But they're also easy to read, and because it's dialogue is intrinsically easy to read. So they're fun and engaging tool, but they're also very good for vicarious role modeling, right? The way we learn by experience or by watching someone else go through it. And in a fotonovela, you have the opportunity of presenting something that somebody else is going through, so it's vicarious role modeling, I think, is a term that was coined by Albert Bandura, I think. Another thing about fotonovelas is they're not throwaway items. There's research to support this, that fotonovelas are pass-along items. And another benefit is that this fotonovela, and most of the fotonovelas we're producing now, are bilingual, and because they're bilingual, they have multi-generation crossover, right? So if you put it on the coffee table in the TV room or whatever, and it's in Spanish for the abuelita, the grandmother, the aunts, you know, that kind of the first generation of, you know, Spanish speakers in the family, and then, but because they're in English, then the younger people can read them, and so there's cross-generational application. And that is also very culturally appropriate, because Latinos are people who function in a multi-generational environment in, you know, not such a nuclear family, but the extended family and all that. So that, I think, is another really great benefit. The other thing we did is we produced a web novela, what we're calling web novela, and that was available. We only did it in Spanish because of budget constraints, but that is available at that address, at vacunasymisalud.org. And again, it's only in Spanish, but we did produce a web application of this fotonovela. The initial development steps, the first, you know, step was literature review, extensive literature review that Tammy and her colleagues conducted. We helped, but that was really something that Tammy and her group came to us with. Then there also some focus group interviews were conducted prior to developing the stories, and the group had a pretty good idea of, you know, they had assessed the motivators and the barriers, and so we had that information as well, which is a very important step in developing a fotonovela, is to get to know what your audience needs and wants and what will motivate them. And then we worked with a bicultural public health advisory group led by the California Department of Public Health, which is a very rewarding process. And I say that really genuinely, because a lot of times, as you know, many of you have worked in advisory groups, and sometimes those kinds of experiences get to be very laborious. And I thought that we did a very, very good job working with the parameters, working with the timeline, and it was, I think, overall very satisfactory process. And so then they contracted with us, our company, the Fotonovela Production Company, to produce the fotonovela. And so what we always, as a matter of course, what we always do is we start with a creative brief. And that creative brief always has the educational objectives, similar to the way Dr. Sawyer started his presentation today, is, okay, what do you want to accomplish as a result of this? What do you want people to go away with? So that's all part of the creative brief. So those are the educational objectives. One of the objectives, of course, was that we wanted to keep it at fifth grade level, which we accomplished. And we had lots of guidance from the advisors on appropriate messaging, storyline, the Spanish script, how that, you know, compared to the English script. So all of that was done pretty much as part of the process, of the group process. Then we developed the script and the storyboard. And the storyboard is, for us, basically shot-by-shot description of what happens in each frame. And then we recruited talent and for the photo shoot and coordinated the shot. And then we shot, you know, we always shoot the fotonovela based on the storyboard and the script. After production, we conducted field tests with the target audience and regarding the messages. Was it clear? Was it convincing? And we evaluated the translations many times. And so we conducted three field test groups, two in Spanish, one in English, with Latina mothers of preteens, and we did pre and post tests, and we had very, very positive results. There was knowledge gain in all groups. In all three groups, we documented knowledge gain in the pre and post, and the areas of knowledge that were more significant was what does the HPV vaccine prevent, and the number of shots needed, and that vaccines were available for boys as well as girls. It was really, really remarkable how many people did not know that the vaccine was also for boys. So that was a very interesting finding. And that's still the case. I'll back up a little bit. How am I doing time? Okay, good. All right, I'll wrap it up and then you guys can have questions. So distribution, very successful distribution thanks to Tammy and her group. We had nothing to do with the distribution, but 15,000 copies were distributed during the vaccine, preteen vaccine week. Health First Outcome programs use about 100 a month for classes. 7 California counties use it routinely in their clinics. 50 a month distributed to an immunization coalition, and the Merck rep apparently distributes these fotonovelas, which is good, right? Because they spend millions of dollars on health education materials that nobody can read, so we did them a favor. So the result, the community clinics, parents read them in waiting rooms and before their preteen appointment, and it helps them relax because it's a story about what really can happen in a family. And one clinic cites parental acceptance of the vaccine increased from 50 to 80%, which we think is really significant. And also was significant is the completion rate of the three-dose series from 60 to 80%. So we thought that was pretty significant as well. In addition, we have won two national awards, the National Health Literacy Innovators Award for the Read Easy category, and the National Public Health Information Coalition awarded us a bronze medal. Isn't that great? Okay. And special thanks to Rebecca, who worked really tirelessly on this, and she's not here, but she's Tammy's colleague at the immunization branch. And special thanks to the advisory group. I don't know how many people are on that group.
About 10.
So everybody worked really hard and took ownership of it. It was a very rewarding experience. And if you want to see other fotonovelas that we have produced, there's the website, fotonovelacompany.com. And we're moving on to doing digital health fotonovelas now. And really, I attribute that to Tammy because she's the one that first said, hey, have you ever done a web novella? And we said, no, but we can. So we did. And then now that's, kind of the seed for more digital health education products we're very excited about, and that's what we received NIH funding for to test that. So, yeah, so please let me take one, and I look forward to your questions at the end of the...
Maybe you can bring them down.
And that's it for my presentation. Thank you.